Blog Talk Radio. Welcome to Business on the Edge Extended on Blog Talk Radio. Appreciate you for tuning in today. Business on the Edge, your small business problem solver. We are servicing small businesses with business coaching and consulting services, training classes, and seminars around the globe. For a 30-minute On the Edge consultation, email me at ontheedge@businessontheedge.biz. I am also the show host of AM 1220 KDLW Business on the Edge with Margaret Jackson, Money 2.0. If you want to tune into our show, this is our Friday promo. What we're going to be talking about live on Business on the Edge tonight on AM 1220 KDLW. If you are local in the nine Bay Area counties, you can tune in 6 p.m. to 7 p.m. prime time, Pacific Service, PST time, Pacific Standard Time. I can roll that off my tongue there. 6 p.m. to 7 p.m. And if you are not local, you can always catch us on www.kdow.biz, and you can listen live online. And so what are we going to talk about today? Well, you know what? It is Women's History Month, and we're going to talk a little bit about money, funding, small business funding. But our guest tonight is going to be from Wells Fargo. Senior Vice President Stephanie Jones will be with us tonight, and we're going to talk about the $55 billion that Wells Fargo has committed to supporting women-owned businesses. We know that women-owned businesses are growing. We understand and know that women professionally are, women are just on the rise. That's just, way, that's just the way it is. They're on the rise. We're doing more. We're being taken more seriously in the corporate community. And if not, you see women starting their own businesses. So we are excited about being able to talk about that tonight on Business on the Edge on KDOW.biz. If you want additional information from us, go out to our Facebook page as well and like us on Facebook. We have tons and tons of relevant information that can help you with your small business, help you with your professional growth. We always have great quotes. In fact, one of my quotes that I'll use tonight, which is fantastic. You know, I like Tony Robbins. Tony Robbins, you know, he cracks me up because, you know, he always kind of pops his chest when he's talking and he bangs on his chest. I mean, have you seen any women ever do that, like speaking somewhere and that they were just, you know, smacking on their chest when they felt like they said something good? Is that like a manly, masculine kind of thing to do? It's kind of funny. If you ever get to see Tony Robbins in person, it's definitely worth the entertainment there. But he is spot on a lot of things that he says. But so our quote is going to be, one reason so few of us achieve what we truly want is that we never direct our focus. We never concentrate our power. Most people dabble their way through life, never deciding to master anything in particular. And I am really on this kick about focus and about focusing my energy on what I want to do professionally, what I want to do personally, and that is just a fantastic quote. So you want to make sure, and you will hear this across the board with those that high achievers in our world, and a lot of that achievement comes from directed focus. It is not a scenario where you can be a jack of all trades and you expect to have these high results. You have to be focused. So tonight we're going to talk about that. We're going to talk about funding. We're going to talk a little bit about Brian Tracy and some of his top reasons or top choices, top ways, choose whatever you'd like, on getting funding for your startup business. really great information that Brian Tracy is coming out with. Fantastic. Also, a couple other areas that weren't talked about in terms of funding. So if you're interested in funding your business and you want to get your questions on air, you can tune in tonight, AM 1220 KDOW, Business on the Edge, Money 2.0 with Margaret Jackson, and we will talk to you about relevant, of course, to the topics, which is startup funding your business. And for those of you that think that you have this fantastic idea of getting something off the ground and you're not putting any of your own hard, painful equity into it, cold cash, then you're absolutely mistaken. You really, you know, if you want money, you're going to have to spend money to make money. That's just the way it is. I don't like it. I don't make the rules, but that is just the way it is. Don't expect someone to fund something that you're not yourself willing to fund. We will obviously, every week, we're always giving out, we have some offers for you out there. You know, and if you're not in the Bay Area and you can't get these offers, we understand, and we'll, you know, look at maybe in the future doing some offers from other states on the show, but we definitely have some Bay Area offers for you from some of the small businesses here. We always try to, you know, take a couple of small businesses that we know that are great service providers, trusted resources that you can get your services met. So what's going on with the women in business, small business, this $55 billion that Wells Fargo is committed to bringing to women-owned businesses by 2020? Again, like I said, we'll have Stephanie Jones on from Wells Fargo. She is the Senior Vice President there. So you're going to want to tune in and find out about what is going on with that. And if you want to know more about what Wells Fargo is doing, then definitely you can Google Wells Fargo's commitment to lending $55 billion to women-owned businesses by the year 2020. You'll be able to pick up their press release here in the San Francisco area, and it should be a pretty good read for you. And to all of the women, National Women's History Month, for all of the women on the planet, happy National Women's History Month to you. We do a lot, whether we're wives, whether we're single, women do a lot in terms of what they bring to the table. So keep that in mind and be good to the ladies in your life, guys, and appreciate them. What else on Business on the Edge tonight? What are we doing? We will be sharing some of the new classes that we're coming up with here at Business on the Edge so we can help small businesses expand and grow. We have the two-day training class coming up in June. We have a class coming up for women only, women in business. Actually, this is a unique class. I did this class about 2 years ago, and this is Women in Business, Bridging the Gap Between Business and Faith. So we'll talk a little bit about when that's going to be in July. I think there's some gaps in women who are faith-based and trying to bridge that connection between building a business and or even working in corporate America. You know, some of the things, do's and don'ts in terms of the workplace. We'll talk about that a little bit. Also, some of the other classes that we'll have coming up, two-hour classes, Business on the Edge classes that will help, sales classes, brand building classes, closing the deal, fantastic, you know, classes to get involved with so that way you can do what you need to do in the workplace and strategizing, business planning. You need a business plan. If you do not have one, put a business plan together, and especially if you're looking for money, you definitely need a business plan in regards to that. So most places, not all, but traditionally, you need a solid business plan for your business to acquire money. Although we are looking for community lending and the SEC to release its regulation and rules on this new way of getting funding and community lending. If you have not connected with them, I believe it's communitylending.com, and getting resources. This is security resources, but the SEC is putting together. Actually, the rules are really done. We're just waiting for those rules to actually drop and be launched out. And as soon as that happens, that's going to be another way of funding, which is interesting because I'm interested in seeing how it's going to impact conventional loans, SBA loans. We're seeing this community lending. We're seeing crowdfunding. We're seeing peer-to-peer lending. And we will touch a little bit on that tonight as well on Business on the Edge. So how do you connect with us, AM 1220 KDOW, Business on the Edge? If you are listening online, that is www.kdow.biz. Click Listen Live, and you will get us at 6 p.m. sharp to 7 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. If you are on the East Coast, then push that back. Where's that ahead? 3 hours. You guys are 3 hours ahead. So 3 hours ahead. So that's 9 o'clock your time, 9 to 10. Tune in, call in. We are live. Our lines are always open. Check out our Facebook page, www.facebook.com. We are posting during our show. So any information that's pertinent that's given on the show, we'll post it out there. But facebook.com/businessontheedge. And if you're interested in connecting with our classes, I think next week our web designer is going to have up the schedule, the calendar. We've been putting together this cool calendar for the different classes between now, all the classes that are going to happen between now and October. So, and some of these classes will be in other states as we continue to move things forward. Like the 2-day training, small business, intensive training, small business class is going to be fantastic as well. So, again, if you want to listen to build your business and do what you need to do, you're going to have to be aggressive. You're going to have to do things that are, you want the extraordinary. You have to do the extraordinary. If you're comfortable where you're at, then that's fantastic for you. Do what you're doing, and we wish you all the best of luck. We always have tools and resources on the Facebook page, so you can connect with us out there. We're always posting. If there's small business, say, you know, sometimes they have these small business contests. Staples will have these contests. Facebook will have these contests. Just different, you know, you can win money. You can win opportunities. Walmart will put small business contests out there. And so we look for those contests. And if they are out there, we get them on our Business on the Edge Facebook page. And if you qualify, they'll have the, you know, you just click on the link and of course you'll find out whether or not, with information, and find out whether or not you qualify for any of the contests. Like Intuit will do a contest, they have this monthly contest, Love a Local Business, and so we're hoping that they'll bring that back a lot. That's $5,000 for a local business, but they have stalled that right now, so hopefully they'll bring that back because that's a really cool program just to get you some Kickstarter money. Kickstarter, there's a way of getting some money as well if you are creative. So that's interesting as well. More to come on Business on the Edge. I have about a minute and a half. And again, this is just a promo just to let you know what we're talking about tonight. Tonight, again, our guest is going to be Wells Fargo guest speaker, guest in the studio. Well, actually, they'll call in, but guest tonight, Stephanie Jones, and she's going to talk about $55 billion that is being committed to women-owned businesses, and we need to step up, so that's fantastic. So, anyway, we do have a caller. I'm not going to be able to take the caller today. Thank you, whoever you are, caller. I appreciate it. We'll catch you next time. Definitely call us in, but we have about 60 seconds left in the show. Again, connect with our show, Business on the Edge, Money 2.0 show on KDOW, AM 1220 KDOW, live show, 6 p.m. to 7 p.m. You can call in with your questions, get live on air. We are around the globe on the Internet. And if you are here in the 9 Bay Area counties, you can connect with us here locally on AM 1220. Again, this is Money 2.0, Business on the Edge with Margaret Jackson, helping small business owners succeed and professionals succeed in their careers. Check us out. Enjoy the show. We'll catch you next week on the promos. And again, give us a call. Connect with the show. Connect with our Facebook page, Twitter page, website, and we will connect with you next time.